You know, joining us for today's reality check is Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Marcel Henre. He has the pulse on transportation issues, and in his column today, Wayfinding, he's focusing in on the dreaded road usage charge. Morning, Marcel.
Dreaded. Well, happy Monday, Catherine.
Happy Monday. Well, dreaded because I think that was the reaction at the first hearings, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been widely panned by the public in some of these early public meetings on the proposal. And basically what I try and lay out in today's column is it would actually be in the best interest of a lot of the rural drivers who are, the most vociferously opposed to this. It's actually in their best interest to switch to something like a mileage-based tax over the gas tax that they pay now.
Yeah, and we talked to folks that were at that first meeting, and someone said, oh, folks didn't get it. And someone else said, well, you know, I think they just were digging in their heels. You know, they don't want to give up their one-ton trucks, and they're worried.
Right. There's that. The thing is, if you're driving a one-ton truck out on the Leeward Coast, Waianae, west Oahu, what you got to factor into this is you are already paying a very heavy premium in the gas tax that you're buying compared to people with lighter, more fuel-efficient cars. Electric vehicles currently aren't paying any fuel tax at the pump because they don't go to the pump. That's a whole other policy discussion, but really it just lays out that, I think what's being missed in a lot of this discussion, certainly a mileage tax would be based on distance, and that would on its face be bad for people that are, out in West Oahu and Leeward Coast and in the neighbor islands. But you've got to consider what you were already paying now and what that mileage-based tax, how that would compare to the gas tax that you're paying now.
Yeah, I mean, your point is really make it fair for everybody. I mean, you drive, you said, an electric car, right, or a hybrid or something?
Prius, yeah. Mm-hmm. I drive a 2009 Prius. And, the column is a little tongue-in-cheek about EV and Prius. I'd say certainly that we should be moving in this direction to reduce emissions as much as possible. If you're worried about climate change, these are worthy positive goals that you want to go towards. The question then is, even in the perfect scenario, say you have everybody driving electric vehicles that are powered, solar powered during the day, that kind of thing, you're still going to need some sort of a tax model that is going to support those roads, so you're not just driving them over roads that are plagued with potholes and the like.
Yeah, when we had Ed Sniffen on, he talked about, they're trying to change the mix and the asphalt so that the roads are in better shape going forward. He talked about Oregon, that they were looking at that model there. But people just need to know that they're just trying to educate folks to a different way of keeping that highway fund replenished.
Yeah. Right. And Oregon, I spoke with the folks in Oregon. Basically, if you have a car that has less than 20 mpg, you benefit from this pilot program that they've launched with a pool of about 1,500 voluntary drivers. That's not to say that we would directly replicate what's happening in Oregon. It's not to say that we want to completely disincentivize EVs and the like. I think there's actually a very strong demand in Hawaii for EVs, regardless of where you go with this state tax. But it's really to just kind of start the discussion on what a program would look like.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Marcel, and we'll keep tracking this. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was our reality check featuring reporter Marcel Henre. Check out civilbeat.org for his full story.